It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, speedy delivery. I've been helping with the speedy deliveries today. Yes, Bob Tro gave me a list of things to do earlier today, and I've been working on them. Boy, I'm tired from it already. Mr. McFeely does a big job. For Chef Brockett, I delivered 2 bags of flour. Flour's heavy, you know. Heavy bags of flour. For Joe Negri, I took 6 violins to the neighborhood school. The Sweeneys, I took their order from the hardware store. Dr. Crippen's patient, an order from the drugstore. And there's something for Elsie Neal. I'm going to have to call her to see what that is. It's either for Elsie Neal or from Elsie Neal. Let's see. You know Elsie Neal. Hello? Is Mrs. Neal there, please? Oh, I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number. Excuse me. Yes, goodbye. I dialed the wrong number. Neal. Hello? Debbie, it's Fred Rogers. Is your mother there? Oh. Well, I've been helping with the speedy delivery service today, and there was a note here that your mother had some deliveries for pickup or something. Oh, do you know which ones? Oh, well, would you ask her to call me? Thanks very much. Yes, I'll be here. All right, in my television home. Okay, fine. Thank you, Debbie. Goodbye. She says she'll have Elsie call. Give the fish a little food. I want to do my deliveries just right. Sure, you know, when you love somebody the way I love the McFeelys, you like to be able to please them. Mm-hmm. While we're waiting, why don't we have some make-believe? Debbie said Elsie should be back in a little while. There, trolley. Let's see, what were we thinking about yesterday? Oh, King Friday and Queen Sarah were angry with each other yesterday. Remember that business about the plants? Yeah. Why don't we pretend that Lady Aberlin is trying to find out something about feelings today? Okay, she could be with the king and queen at the castle, right to begin with. All right? The neighborhood of make-believe.
No, Charlie. Yes, just practicing. Let's see, I'd try that part of It's the People You Like the Most. 1, 2, 3, 1. Should be nice. I think I'll play that for Sarah. Sarah! Oh, Sarah!
Yes, dear? What is it, Friday?
I want you to hear me play a little. I've been practicing, you know.
Oh, I'd be delighted.
I play a little bit of that. It's the people you like the most who can make you feel angriest and happiest and all that.
Oh, very well.
1, 2, 3, 1. The most likely who manage to make you feel snappiest like that.
Oh, Friday, that's wonderful. I'm proud of you for so many things.
Oh, yes?
Well, I was just reading your report on the state of the kingdom.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. You're really a very good king, Friday. You know that?
Oh, really? I'd
like to give you a kiss.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I'm glad you feel that way. Oh, Niece Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as always, Uncle Friday. Hello, Aunt Sarah.
Hello, Niece Evelyn. Isn't it a lovely day?
Oh, why, yes. I guess it is.
Do I presume you would like to hear me play a little something on my bass fiddle, Niece Evelyn?
Oh.
He's gotten quite good, haven't you, Friday?
Well, I'm glad you think so, my dear.
If you don't mind... perhaps another day.
Oh, you know how proud I am of Friday.
Oh, I guess so. Oh, I guess I'm just a little confused today.
Is something bothering you, Niece Heberlin?
Well, I'm not quite sure if you want to know the truth.
Would you like to talk with one of us?
Oh, no thanks. Not just now. I'll see you later.
Good day, then, Niece Eberlin. Do come back if you need some kingly or queenly talk.
Thanks to both of you.
Of course. Well, I wonder what that's about.
Well, I suppose she'll talk to us when she's ready.
Yes, I suppose so.
Hey, Lady Evelina. How in the world are you?
Okay, X. What's up?
Oh, what's up? I'm up. Up in my tree.
Oh, X. You silly owl.
Yeah.
X.
Yeah?
Would you try to answer a question for me?
I'll try my very best.
It's a hard question.
Well, I'll still try my very best. Come on. What's the question?
What is love?
What is love?
That's the question I'm asking you.
Where's love? Let me see. Well, love's a feeling you have when you love somebody. That's it.
But, X, that doesn't tell me what it is.
Let me think. Love, love, moon above, love, dove. Wait a minute. Surely Benjamin Franklin knows the answer to this one. Just a minute.
Of course. Benjamin Franklin.
Here's a book.
Where do I look?
Somewhere in the middle. Love's usually in the middle.
Life. Love.
Yeah.
Oh, read it to me, X. What does he say?
Let me see. Well, he says that love is good.
Yes.
And love is wonderful. But he doesn't explain what love is.
Oh, X. For a moment, I thought we'd found the answer.
Yeah, but you know what love is. I mean, it's a feeling. And when you feel it, you know it.
I guess you're right, X. But I was hoping to find just a little more information about it.
Like what?
Well, that's the problem. I don't even know what to ask.
It sure is hard to ask important questions.
It's hard even knowing what I'm asking.
Well, I hope you'll find out.
So do I. See you later, X.
Yeah, see you. Bye.
Hi, Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Law Patrol.
Oh, Doot. Doot.
Oh, Doot.
Isn't this a beautiful day?
Yes, it is a beautiful day. But I've got a very important question that I'm trying to ask.
Well, ask me. Ask me. I'll know the answer.
Okay, rubber troll. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, ask me.
Rubber troll, what is love?
What is love?
That's what I'm curious about.
Well, isn't it when you hug and kiss and everything?
Not necessarily. I mean, I love X, but I'm not hugging him and kissing him all the time.
Oh, yeah, well, see. Well, when you get married, that's love, isn't it?
I don't think so, because I love Uncle Friday, but I'm not married to him.
Lady Aberlin, this is a silly question. I mean, love is a feeling. You have to feel it. You can't say it.
I guess you're right, Robert Troll. It's just that there's some more things I'd like to find out about it.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't help you more.
Doot.
Why are you looking so serious on such a beautiful day?
I'm trying to find out what love is, Lady Elaine.
Oh, that's easy. I look into my mirror, and it's love.
I'm serious, Lady Elaine.
So am I. You can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself.
You may be right, Lady Elaine. Oh, I don't know.
Well, why don't you talk to your Aunt Sarah? She'll tell you about it.
Do you think so?
Sure. Oh, she and Friday are crazy about each other.
Really?
Of course. Don't you see how angry they get once in a while and how lovey-dovey? That's all part of it.
Maybe I will ask Aunt Sarah, Lady Elaine. Thank you for suggesting it.
Anytime, sweetie. Toot toot.
Toot toot. Hello, Miss Polificate? Yes. Could I see Sarah in the garden in a half? I can? Okay, thanks.
Well, Lady Evelyn, I'm glad you came back.
So am I. I probably should have asked you my question first.
What question, dear?
What is love?
Oh, my. What do you think it is?
Well, I used to think that when you loved somebody, they always made you happy and never made you angry.
Never made you angry?
Well, almost never. And I thought that the more you loved somebody, the less possible it was for you to be angry at them.
Did you know that Friday and I got angry at each other yesterday?
I do know.
Well, we weren't very happy about each other at that moment, were we?
That's just it, Aunt Sarah.
Do you wonder if your Uncle Friday and I really love each other now? Lady Evelyn, understanding love is one of the hardest things in the world.
It certainly is, Aunt Sarah.
But it's something everybody feels.
But how can you feel it if you can't understand it?
I don't know. But I love Friday and Tuesday and you and X and Lady Elaine.
And we love you, too.
But we all get angry sometimes.
And we all get happy sometimes. And we all get sad and everything. But the love doesn't go away.
That's true.
Why, Aunt Sarah? Why is it like that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
So, what do?
Just go right on loving, whether you understand it or not.
Oh, Aunt Sarah, I love you.
And I love you too, dear. But let's go on inside. We can talk some more. Come along.
Do you ever talk about love with anybody? People who make each other angry can still love each other very much. That was great that Lady Evelyn was able to ask people about love. There's the asking way to say I love you. There's the asking something special that you're wondering. The asking way, the asking way, the asking way to say I love you. There's the telling way to say I love you. There's the telling something. Da, 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 da. Hi. Hello. Elsie. It's Fred. I was just singing with my friend. Mm-hmm. Wondered about the delivery. So I had a note here. I'm helping Mr. McFeely's delivery service today. Oh, costume. Good. Well, if it's all right, we'll come pick them up now. All right. Fine. We'll be over then. Bye-bye. That's Elsie Neal. She says she has some costumes for us to deliver. So now we'll be able to make our deliveries just right. Okay? Just thinking. There's the delivering way to say I love you. Hmm? Come along to Elsie Neal's place. This place looked different.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Elsie.
Oh, it looks different because I have all these costumes scattered all over the room.
What are they for?
They're going to have a big, wild play at the college, and they need a lot of costumes, including animal costumes.
I see. Hey, there's a nice... Is this a donkey?
Yes.
Look at the ears. May I try it on?
Yes, you can try it on.
There. What are these for?
If you pull the strings, the ears will move.
Oh, the ears move if you pull a string.
Yes. There, you have it working. Good.
Gee, that's great. I bet that was hard to make.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Here's an elephant here. Mr. Rogers is an elephant. How do you do?
Hi, how are you?
See, this little thing's the thing I'm seeing through. Yeah. You can see right through that little square there.
Oh, do you want to see a fantastic head?
Yeah.
This one.
Oh, that dress.
If you help me with it, sure. I'll put it on.
I think this is the one Don Brockett wore one time. Boy, that is a beauty, that. See that tall giraffe?
Now, what would you wear underneath with this?
Well, it has its own suit.
Oh, where's it?
It's over on the rack with the other costumes. I'll put this back.
Let's see here. Take a look at this whole rack of costumes here and see which one you think would go with that giraffe's head. That's it. Look at the tail and everything. These are beautifully made, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Did you notice the hoofs on the bottom?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know how, though, you could make such fancy things as this. How about this one? You try the line.
How does that look?
That is beautiful. Some lion here. See how I look with the lion.
All we need is a roar.
Yeah. But you know, that would be much too hard for a child to make.
Yes, they're hard to make, but you can make some simpler ones. I was working with some children yesterday, and they're being introduced to mask making, and would you like to see a couple of the little masks they've made?
Sure I would.
All right.
Where are they?
You excuse me a minute. I have to go and get them out here.
Oh, okay. Here's the king. I'll try the king's one off.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Now, this is a little dog.
How did they do that?
Well, they drew... This is a profile. You know, just the side view. The side view of the face.
Oh, yeah.
And they made two sides.
That's a great idea.
But the child's head.
And what do you do? Like this?
Just like that. But you know the child's head is smaller.
Just the right size for that.
Yes. And here's a larger one.
Oh, I see. You can just see through it and have a place for your nose and mouth.
Yes, they've done
great idea.
Very good job.
Well, Elsie, I see my speedy delivery book. What is it I'm supposed to take for you?
Well, I have some costumes that are going to the college, and I'm finishing one. And would you please let me put this one in?
Sure. Is this the box?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Drama Department, State College, it says.
I'm going to leave the hanger on. And it'll be easier for them to just hang it up.
Well, that's nice. That really goes nicely together.
Yes, they do. It's colorful, too.
All right. Is that all? You sure you don't want me to take some of these other things?
Well, I have some more, but they won't be finished until next week.
I see. Well, next week, Mr. McFeely will be back. It's a tough lid to put on. There it goes.
Good. I'll be happy to see the McFeelys, too, including Mrs. McFeely.
You bet. Well, see you, Elsie.
All right, thank you, Fred.
Thanks for showing us. Oh, look at that. Another kind of a costume?
Oh, that's a great one.
You have fine things at your shop. Have a good day.
Well, thank you, Fred.
Speedy delivery. College as soon as we finish our visit, and that'll be my last delivery on my list. Thinking about the people who would be dressing up in those costumes and acting out all sorts of ideas. Of course, we don't even need to get dressed up to talk about our ideas, do we? I was just thinking about Debbie Neal. You know, she's grown up, and yet she's still Elsie Neal's daughter. And they love each other. And even work with each other at that craft shop sometimes. That doesn't mean they don't get angry with each other sometimes. No, because that's all part of loving. Just want to check on the McFeely's plants. Yep, we're taking care of the asparagus fern and the spider plant. We're not supposed to water them till tomorrow. No. I'd just like to sing to you that you are special. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Sure, you're special. And you love people. You get angry with them sometimes. And sometimes people get angry with you, too. Isn't that true? But they can still love you. Sure. I like to be able to talk with you about important things. It gives me a good feeling to know that we can do that and that you can talk with others about them too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know. I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Special day for me. You know how? By just your being yourself, just the way you feel. Well, speedy delivery. I'll be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.